我继续来看罗马书第八章。
Let's continue with Romans chapter 8.
罗马书八章十八节以下谈到要让我们享荣耀。
Romans chapter 8 verse 18 onward talks about allowing us to receive glory.
我们所领受的救恩啊，就是让我们能够得到赦罪称义。
Tells us that the salvation that we have received allows us to have our sins washed away and to be justified.
靠着圣灵帮助做成的得救成圣的功夫。
And through the help of the Holy Spirit, then we can be saved and we can be sanctified.
还能够得享荣耀。
So that we may receive and enjoy in our glory.
保罗说啊，有两种的冠冕。
And Paul tells us that there are two crowns.
一种是属地上的冠冕。
And the first one is the crown of this world.
因为古时候从希腊地方开始有奥林匹克的运动会。
And because in the ancient times it started from Greece, the Olympics started from Greece.
啊，古时候如果得胜的人呐，用一个桂花边的帽子就把它戴在头上。
And all the victors, they will get this wreath on, to put on their heads.
还能够有千万人啊为他欢呼。
And then thousands of people will be cheering for him.
啊，所以这个在竞技场上得胜的人啊，那个时候就陶醉在那个众人的欢呼里面。
And so those people who win, they are able to enjoy in the glory given by man.
可以说是相当的荣耀。
We can say that this is very glorious.
啊，但是这个桂花冠啊，一下子啊，太阳一晒就枯干掉了。
But this wreath that they put on their heads, once the sun shines, then it'll wither away.
所以保罗说啊，那是会朽坏的冠冕。
And so Paul tells us that that is a crown that is perishable.
但是我们所要得到的是不朽坏的冠冕。
But the crown that we will receive is the incorruptible one.
我有一次去英国。
One time I went to England.
看到英国的白金汉宫啊。
And I saw the Buckingham Palace in England.
那边卫兵在交接的时候，好多人在那里参观。
And so when they were, when the soldiers were,
还因为有一队的表演。
And they were doing their stuff, and so everybody was standing there watching them.
哦，那个真的很壮观。
And we can see that that was very noble and glorious.
那个首都伦有一个伦敦塔，那是以前很早以前的王宫。
And there's also a tower in London, and that before was the palace.
那里面哦，当然里面很大了。里面有一些地方啊，都是放那个专门做展览。
And so, of course, it's very big, and there are places that is set up just like a gallery.
啊，把以前的帝王啊，每一个帝王啊，他穿的衣服，
and so
穿的王服。
They have this exhibition of all of the clothes that the previous kings wore. 戴
的帽子。
And then the crown that they had.
里面很多都是那个珍珠宝石啊。
We can see that there are many precious jewels and stones on the
crown. 啊，还有他们用的指挥杖、指挥刀。
And then we can see that the scepter and the sword that they used.
啊，真的金光闪闪。
We can see that it was just very glorious.
啊，所以英国古时候相当强盛，成为日不落国。
And we know that England at one time was a very strong country.
因为他们海军啊相当强盛啊。
Because we know that their navy was very strong.
所以很多的国家都变成他们的殖民地。
And so many of the countries became their common.
太阳不下山的国家了。
And it was a country that the sun didn't go down on.
啊，后来就慢慢的没落了。
And then slowly it deteriorated.
但是我们看到说那个是帝国的那个荣耀了。
Well, we can see that this is the glory of the kings of this world.
那些帝王啊，他们所穿戴的都是相当柔美的啊衣服啦，王冠呐。
And we can see all the clothes that they wear are very royal and glorious.
但是这个帝王的荣耀也会过去啊。
But the glory of the king will also pass away.
虽然摆在那里，但是人不晓得到哪里去了。
So even though they place it there, we don't know where the people are anymore.
啊，所以这是世界上的荣耀。
And so this is the glory of this world.
那神所要是给我们的是不朽坏的、极重无比的荣耀。
But the glory that God wants to give us is an incorruptible and glory beyond measure.
因为我们所要承受的是天上的产业。
Because what we are to receive is the possession in heavenly kingdom.
说是不朽坏、不衰残、永远不会玷污的。
And so this is something that will never corrupt and never be gone.
地面上的东西啊，买来的时候很新。
And things in this world, when we first buy it, is very new.
用一段时间以后就慢慢旧了，它就坏掉了，就把它丢掉了。
And after a while, you use it, it becomes old, it breaks, and you throw it away.
世界上虽然有很多很美啊，但是就是这样，会朽坏。
And so the things of this world, some may be very good, but then they all corrupt.
啊，会玷污，会衰残。
And they'll all be corrupted and.
但是神赐给我们的是永远长存、永远长新的、不朽坏的、极重无比的荣耀。
But the glory that God gives us is one that is incorruptible and one that will last forever.
他说我们要为主受苦，经过了苦难以后达到完全，我们才能够享受这样的荣耀。
But we must be able to suffer for Christ and to be able to last till the end before we can receive such a glory.
保罗有一次在路斯德传道里。
And one time Paul was preaching.
啊，被人家用石头打，他们以为死掉了。
He was stoned and people thought that he even died.
啊，就把他拖到城外去。
And so he dragged him out of the city.
啊，有一个信徒啊，就围在旁边。
And then the members they gathered around him.
可能是帮助他祷告，他就活过来。
And perhaps they were praying for him and then he was revived.
啊，他就回到城里面。
And he returned back to the city.
他继续传道理，继续跟他们讲说，你们要坚定所信的道理。
And then he continued to preach the gospel and say that you must keep this word.
因为我们要进到神的国，一定要经过许多的艰难。
Because to be able to enter into the kingdom of God, we must go through difficulties.
因为神的荣耀太大。
Because the glory of God is too great.
我们的赏赐很大。
And our reward is going to be great.
它也不是轻易就可以得到的。
And this is not something that we can receive very easily.
好，所以保罗啊，你看他一生啊，为主受很多苦。
And so we can see that through the life of Paul, he suffered much for Christ.
他最后还被判要砍头。
And at the end, he was also sentenced to be beheaded.
他要离世之前啊，他写提摩太后书。
Before he passed away, he wrote 2 Timothy.
他一点都没有惧怕。
And he had no fear in him.
而且感到很荣幸。
Instead, he felt very
感到很光荣啊。
Instead, he felt very glorious.
他说，美好的仗我打过了。
He says that I have fought the good fight.
该跑的路我跑尽了。
I have finished the race.
所信的道我守住了。
I have kept the faith.
我现在就是要领受那个公义的冠冕。
And now I am here to receive the crown of righteousness.
要被砍头了，他说，我就是要领受那个公义的冠冕了。
He is about to be beheaded, but he says that I am ready to receive the crown of righteousness.
所以他在腓立比书曾经讲过。
So in the book of Philippians, he once
said. 他说我在两难之中。
He says that I am between two things.
假如我现在活着，当然我可以多传道、多做圣工啊，帮助信徒造就灵性。
He says, if I continue to live, then I can help the members. I can raise up the spirituality.
所以我活的也是很好啊，有很多工作可以做。
And so it's very good for me to live because there's a lot of work for me to do.
但他说，如果我现在离世了，那更好。
But if I die today, that's even better.
因为我工作完成了，我马上可以跟主同住，好的无比。
Because I have completed my work and I can live with Christ and that is better beyond anything.
所以他说活着也好或者离世也好啊，到底要活着还是要离世呢，他有点为难。
And so he says to live is good and to die is good and so he was having the struggle.
他也不是说怕死，也不是说工作很辛苦啊。
And it wasn't that he was scared of death or that he had too much work.
而是觉得两样都很好，不晓得怎么选择。
Instead he felt that both of these were so good and he didn't know how to choose.
后来他说啊，我活着对你们更是要紧。
And then he said that if I live, then it is better for you.
所以那个时候他说啊，我相信神还会让我继续活下去。
And so he said at that time that I believe God will continue to let me live.
所以他不是为自己在活啊。
And so he was not living for himself.
为主耶稣在活。
He was living for God.
为教会弟兄姊妹在活。
He was living for the brothers and sisters in the church.
所以他活着非常有意义。
And so his life had great meaning.
啊，当然离开世界以后啊。那个荣耀赏赐就非常大了。
And of course, when he leaves this world, his glory and his reward will be great.
看八章十八节。
Chapter 8, verse 18.
罗马书八章十八节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 18.
他说：“我想现在的苦楚，若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。”保罗受的苦相当多啊。
The suffering that Paul underwent was great.
他本来没有信主以前啊，很有权势啊，所以信耶稣就抓来就打，就下监了。
Before he believed in Christ, he had great power. Anybody who believed in Jesus, he would take them and he would imprison them and beat them.
但是信主以后反过来。
But after he believed, it was completely opposite.
到处被抓拿啊，被鞭打。
And wherever he went, he was the one that was being imprisoned, and he was
the one that was being beaten.
But because he was a Roman citizen, every single time he was beaten, he could only be beaten less than 40 times. And so every time he was beaten, he was beaten one minus one under
40.
And he encountered many
difficulties.
Many people wanted to capture him and kill him. Because the gifts that he received were great.
他是躁动天下,
and so they said that he is one that moves the whole heaven and earth.
And
indeed, Satan was even afraid of him. And just wanted to kill him.
但是他说,虽然好像要死的,但是又是活得好好的。
And so he says that even though it seems I'm about to die, I'm still living.
看起来好像贫穷的, 却是让很多人得到富足。
And even though I seem to be poor, and I give riches to many people.
看起来好像一无所有的, 却是样样都有。
And it seems like I have nothing, but yet I have everything.
这是他工作的一种体验, 也是我们为神做工的一种很好的一种宝贵的一种体验。
And so this was an experience he had for working for Christ, and this is also an experience we must have.
所以他虽然是很多苦,
and so even though he suffered greatly,
他说因为我们将来所要得到的那个荣耀实在太大，大到没有办法比了。
But he says that the glory that we will receive, it is better and it is greater than we can even start to compare.
所以现在的苦啊，算什么呢？
And so what does this suffering count for now?
因为跟将来所要得到的极重无比的荣耀没有办法相比。
Because this suffering is not even worthy to be compared with the glory that we will receive.
那个就是神所要赐给我们的。
And this is the glory that God will give to us.
所以他说，我不是说我已经得到了。
So he's not saying that I've already received it.
我不是以为我已经完全了。
I'm not saying that I'm perfect already.
我只有一件事情。
But there's only one thing
就是忘记背后。
It is that I forget the past.
向着前面的标杆一直奔跑。
And I continue and I strive towards the goal in front of me.
一直要跑到领受 耶稣从上头赐给我的奖赏为主。
And I must run until I can receive the rewards that God will give me from heaven.
所以他的信仰，他的工作就是这样子了。
And so this is what his faith and his work was.
人家跟他讲说，你既会被捆绑，会受害。
People said that if you go there, then you will be taken captive and you
他说,
will be harmed.
你们不要哭了，不要让我伤心了。
He says, don't cry, don't make me sad.
我就是为主耶稣死在耶路撒冷，我都甘愿了。Even
if I am to die for Jesus in Jerusalem, then I am willing.
因为为着要完成主耶稣托付我给我的使命。Because
I need to finish the task that God has.
所以我没有把生命看作宝贵。And
so I don't value my life.
但是生命很宝贵没有错，但是我可以为主耶稣牺牲，为主耶稣殉道，都在所不惜。
And so even though life is precious, if I'm willing to, if I'm able to give up my life for Christ, then this is worthy.
所以为主耶稣牺牲最大，将来所得到的赏赐也是最大，最宝贵。
And so the more that we're willing to give up for Christ, then the more our rewards will be in heaven.
因为他对将来的赏赐啊，他有认识。
Because he had a deep understanding of the rewards in the future.
希伯来书里面在讲摩西也是一样。
The book of Hebrews talks about Moses in the same light.
摩西在王宫里面长大。
Moses grew up in the palace.
他学习了埃及的学问，说话行事都有才干。
And he learned in the education of the Egyptians, and he had great speech and.
他本来可以有很高的崇高的地位。
And at first, he had a very high status.
他可以享受埃及王宫的各样财物。
And he could enjoy anything that was in the palace.
但他从小的时候，妈妈告诉他，你是希伯来人。
But ever since he was young, his mother told him, you are a Hebrew.
虽然法老的女儿把你收养成为他的儿子。
And so even though the daughter of Pharaoh has taken you to be her son.
但是你要知道你是不是埃及人。
But you need to know you are not an Egyptian.
你是神的选民,以色列人。
You are the chosen ones of God, you are an Israelite.
所以圣经里面说,摩西因为信心让他成长。
And so the Bible tells us that by faith, Moses grew up.
所以长大了以后啊,他就看清埃及王宫的财物。
And so as he grew old, then he looked lightly upon the things of the palace. And he also gave up his status of being the son of Pharaoh's daughter. And he was not afraid of the wrath of the king, and so he left the palace to suffer with the Israelites.
圣经里面说啊，因为他已经看到说为耶稣所受的苦难，将来所要得到的那个赏赐是何等的大。
Because the Bible tells us that he knew the rewards that he would receive for suffering for Christ is great.
所以他凭着信心啊，放弃世界的一切财华富贵享乐。
And so through his faith, he was able to give up all the enjoyments and pleasures he would receive in this world.
啊，虽然在八十年当中啊，因为我们受操练，啊，后来又带领以色列百姓啊，受很多苦。
So in his 80 years of training and then leading the Israelites, he suffered much.
但是他所得到的赏赐啊，相当的大。
But then the rewards he received is great.
所以说在祷告的时候啊，摩西都显现。
When Jesus was praying, Moses appeared.
啊，跟他谈论有关啊，耶稣要被钉十字架的事情。
And talked to him about Jesus being crucified on the cross.
啊，摩西离世的时候啊，主耶稣哎，神来为他安葬啊。
And when Moses passed away, it was God who buried him.
啊。人家在骂摩西啊，在嫉妒他。神来为他出面说：“你们如果有先知的话，神是用异象异梦指示他。”
And when people were rebuking him and scolding Moses, God even appeared and said that if there is a prophet among you, God will show him through visions.
但是摩西是可以跟我面对面讲话的。
But with Moses, I speak to him face to face.
你们怎么敢毁谤我的仆人摩西？你们还不怕吗？
And how dare you rebuke my servant Moses? Are you not afraid?
摩西在我的家是全然尽忠的。
And Moses in my household is the great one.
哦，所以这都是为主做工啊所得到的一些荣耀。
So these are some of the glories that we receive for working for Christ.
我们看十九节。
Let's look at verse 19.
说受造之物啊，切望等候神的众族显现出来，因为受造之物浮在虚空之下，不是自己愿意，乃是因为他叫他如此的。二十一节。
Verse 21。
但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享神儿女自有的荣耀。我们知道。
22.
一切受造诸物一同叹息劳苦到如今呢、啊。这里讲到说、啊、一切受造诸物啦。
Here it talks about the whole creation.
包括所有的神所造的万物。
And this includes everything that God created.
说他们浮在虚空之下。
And they all live under this futility.
啊，一直叹息劳苦。
And they are sighing and they are moaning.
啊，因为他们指望脱离败坏的辖制。
Because they want to be taken out from the bondage of corruption.
为什么这些受造诸物会在虚空之下而会有败坏辖制？
And so why is it that these creations are subjected to futility and then are under the bondage of corruption?
会叹息劳苦。
And why is it that they groan and they labor?
这就是因为人犯罪而来的。
The reason is because of sin.
所以人一生一直忙碌忙碌，到最后虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是捕风。
And so this, in this world, people suffer and they labor all their lives, and at the end, it is all in vain.
人为着生活要汗流满面才得糊口。
And so, in order to live in this world, people need to sweat and labor.
人负人所生啊，入住短少，多有苦难。
And so, people they say that there's labor and they give birth, but everything is in sufferings.
啊，保所罗门说啊，人生所经历的是极重的劳苦。
And what Solomon tells us is that what man goes through is just great labor.
因为所有的受造诸物都受咒诅了。
Because all of the creations have been cursed.
所以会腐朽，会败坏。
And so they will be corruptible.
啊，人年轻的时候很美啊，老了以后啊，就衰老。
And so people are very beautiful in their youth, but as they get older, they are not so beautiful.
有一次我们到台湾东部的三地教会去工作。
And one time in Taiwan, we went to the east mountainous areas.
啊，坐在巴士上面。
And we were on the bus.
啊，有一个非常老的老人家上来。
And there was a very old man who came up.
啊，这个一个 woman 哈，一个老太太啊。
It was an old woman.
牙齿都没有啦，嘴巴凹进去了。
And she had no teeth, and her mouth was went inwards.
啊，真的很不好看。
And she really wasn't good looking.
啊，所以有一些年轻的女孩子一看来哦，不得不就笑出来了。
And so some of the young ladies they saw this and they couldn't help but laugh.
啊，那个阿伯就对她说：“你们笑什么？我年轻的时候还是跟你们一样呢。”
And so the old woman said, "What are you laughing at? When I was young, I looked just like you guys."
啊，年轻的时候很美啊。
When I was young, I was very beautiful.
啊，渐渐的到四十岁啊，看书都是这样。
And at age of 40, they have to look at things from afar.
那到了五十岁啊，大概我这里酸那里痛。
And then when they got to 50, everything was aching.
晚上有时候睡不着，白天坐下来就一直睡。
And then at night they can't fall asleep, and in the daytime they sit down and they sleep.
慢慢的头发就变白啦。
And slowly the hair became white.
身体器官一个一个不好啦。
And then all of the parts of the body, one by one, becomes worse.
你看那个传道书十二章在讲到人那个衰老的情形。
And you can see in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, it talks about man getting old.
真的哦，人年纪大了以后啊，整个身体状况都越来越不好。
And so we know that as we get older, the condition of our body gets worse and worse.
因为这是受到这个败坏的辖制。
And the reason is because we are under this bondage of corruption.
会慢慢的衰老，很多的毛病，最后就死亡临到。
And so we will get old, we will have a lot of problems, and at the end, death will come for us.
这所有受造之物都是这样。
And this is what happens to all creations.
所以受造之物在这种环境当中就不断的叹息劳苦了，盼望能够得到自由，得到解脱。
And so the whole creation, under this circumstance, they groan and they labor, hoping to be freed.
当然，二十三节里面说，不但这样了，就是我们这有圣灵出结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候得着儿子的名分，等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得赎。
In verse 23,
这里讲到我们信主的人也是一样。
It tells us that we who believe are the same.
有圣灵出结果子的人。
And we who have the first fruits of the Spirit.
就是主作我们信主的人呢、我们已经领受圣灵了。
And this refers to us who have already believed, who have already received the Holy Spirit.
做出手的果子。
And we are the first fruits of the Spirit.
那实际上我们还是带着肉体呀。
But we still carry this flesh.
所以有肉体的限制，有人性的一些软弱。
And so we have the limitations of the flesh, and we also have the weaknesses of the flesh.
有时候也会病痛啊。
So sometimes we will get sick.
有时候心灵上也会很脆弱啊，不堪打击呀。
And so sometimes emotionally we are also burdened.
所以有时候我们遇到一些很大的困难，我们也会叹息劳苦，不晓得该怎么办呢。
And so sometimes when there's great difficulties, we also groan and labor because we don't know what to do.
但是我们也是一直在盼望能够真正得到救赎。
But we also hope that we can receive this true redemption.
这里所谓的身体得赎啊，就是说脱离这个败坏的这个肉体。
And when it says here the redemption of our body, it's saying that we can be redeemed from
this
corruptible body.
能够改变成为一个灵的身体。
So that we can transform into a spiritual body.
这叫做身体得赎。
This is the redemption of our body.
也就是说，主耶稣来的时候，我们可以复活或者是改变。
Which is when Jesus comes again, then we will be able to resurrect and change.
保罗说，我们这个身体好像帐篷一样。
Paul tells us that this body is like a tent.
这个帐篷是暂时的，这个、比较简陋的。
And so this tent is very temporary.
我们出去露营啊，搭帐篷，要回来的时候就把它拆下来啊。
When we go camping, we set up this tent, and when we're about to come home, we take it down.
就回家啦，住在家里比较舒服啊。
And then when we go home, we live in our house, which is more comfortable.
所以我们这个身体好像帐篷一样，有一天会拆毁掉。
And it tells us that our body is like a tent, and one day we will take down this tent.
而神会赐给我们一个永存的住屋。
But God will give us an eternal, everlasting home.
这个不是讲说我们在地面上是帐篷，天上是永存的住屋。那里是在讲我们的身体、肉体跟灵体。
And so that's not saying that our home here in earth is temporary and our home in heaven is eternal. Rather, it's talking about our body, our spiritual body.
所以我们不是愿意脱下这个，而是愿意把那个穿上，说好像穿衣服把它穿上去。
So it's not that we're willing to take this one off, but we're willing to put on like we're put on clothes.
死亡啊就被生命把它吞灭掉了。
And then death will be swallowed up by life.
所以到那个时候啊，如果是已经离世的信徒啊，他们活过来，就直接改变成为灵体。
And so those members who have already died, they will resurrect and they will transform into the spiritual body.
我们活着的人呢，会逐渐变化成为灵体。
And we who are still living, we will automatically transform into our spiritual body.
然后被主迎接。
And then we will be received.
所以这是圣灵的一种更新变化，圣灵会帮助我们这样的改变过程。
And it says that this is the renewing and the regeneration of the Holy Spirit. It will help us change.
那个时候啊，我们已经灵体了，像主耶稣复活的荣耀身体一样了。
And at that time, we will have a spiritual body. We will have the same glorious body as Jesus did.
所以就不受限制了。
And so we are no longer limited.
真正自由了。
And we have received true freedom.
我们这个肉体啊, 你在这里, 你就不能够在别的地方。
Our physical body, we're sitting here, so we can't be somewhere else.
但我的灵体就不一样了, 你要到哪里就哪里啊。
But the spiritual body that we have in the future is not like that. We can be wherever we want.
啊, 我们早期的时候啊, 教会传道人很少。
In the early times, we have very few preachers in our church.
像有一些比较偏远的地方啊, 要等传道来啊, 有时候要等好几个月。
And the places that are further away, sometimes in order to wait for a preacher, they have to wait many months.
所以他们遇到一些事情啊, 就是祷告。
And so any kind of difficulties they encountered, they would pray.
有时候一祷告啊, 哇, 神就派天使来了。
And so sometimes when they prayed, then God would send angels.
天使也会教他们唱诗, 也会讲道理给他们听呢。
And the angels would come and teach them how to sing hymns and also speak sermons for them.
他们说啊, 要等传道者啊, 比那个等天使还难。
And so they say to wait for a pastor to come is harder than to wait for angels to come.
因为天使有时候一祷告他就来了。
Because sometimes when you pray, angels will appear.
灵这种东西就是不受时间空间限制。
And so things in the spiritual realm are not controlled by time and space.
我们将来身体得赎了以后啊, 也是这样。
And so when our body has been redeemed, then we will receive the same body.
所以我们得救是在乎盼望。
And so we are saved in hope.
盼望是指望将来的事情啊, 将来复活或者改变成为荣耀的身体。
And hope refers to the things in the future when we have changed, when we have received this spiritual body.
所以我们信主的目的不是在今生，不是在现在。 得平安啊，得富足啦, 这个都是小事情。
So the purpose of our believing today is not for peace or joy in this world. These are all little things.
我们是盼望将来身体得时得享极重无比的荣耀。
And what we hope for is that in the future our bodies will be redeemed and we will receive this incomparable glory.
我们有这样的盼望啊, 我们就要忍耐等候。
And because we have this hope, we must have patience, we must wait.
所以要出手住道理, 各样的困难啊, 我们都要靠主来克服。
So we must keep the words, and any difficulties we encounter, we must rely on God to overcome them.
26节啊, 这里讲到圣灵的叹息。
Verse 26 talks about the groanings of the Holy Spirit.
说我们有软弱。
It tells us that we have weaknesses.
因为我们人是土造的嘛。
Because we are made of dust.
当然很脆弱。
And of course, we are very frail.
我们对神的旨意啦, 对神啊, 所了解还是非常有限。
And so our understanding of God and God's will is very limited.
我们对神的旨意要怎样祷告, 怎样求才能够真正让神喜悦, 才能够有最大的果效, 我们也不知道。
And so how should we pray to God and to pray according to His will to be pleasing in His eyes? We don't know this either.
但是还好说有圣灵来帮助我们。
But thankfully there is the Holy Spirit to help us.
所以我们不晓得怎样祷告, 但是圣灵要用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
It says, for we do not know what we should pray, but the Holy Spirit makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And so this is very precious.
圣灵帮助我们祷告。
The Holy Spirit helps us and prays for us.
我们虽然可以用悟性的祷告。
And so even though we can pray with understanding,
当然悟性祷告也有功效。
And of course there is effect in this understanding of prayer.
但是悟性的祷告啊, 就是用我们的想法, 我们自己一直想一直练。 有时候不晓练了一段时间，你又不晓得再继续要练什么。
But prayer of understanding is just that we think about what we should say, and after we say it a while, we have no idea what else to say.
有它的极限。
Because there is a limit to it.
但圣灵的祷告就无限量了。
But the prayer of the Holy Spirit is unlimited.
因为圣灵是神, 是神的灵。
Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
祂住在我们身上, 祂了解我们的需要。
And it lives in us, and it knows our needs.
随时跟我们同在。
And it abides with us always.
所以当我们有需要的时候，圣灵就帮助我们祷告。
And so anytime we have a need, the Holy Spirit will pray for us.
所以圣灵的祷告是最有功效的祷告。
And so the prayer of the Holy Spirit is the most effective prayer.
所以虽然说啊, 我们的祷告是说灵言, 我们听不懂, 但是在灵里面啊, 不断地来让我们得造就。
And so even though it prays in the Spirit and we're not able to understand, it continues to edify us in the Spirit.
让我们能够得到更新变化。
So that we can be renewed and we can be transformed.
不过有时候有需要的时候, 神会启示, 让人知道说你在祷告什么。
And of course, if there is a need, sometimes God will allow people to understand what we are praying.
我们有很多这样的经验。
And we have a lot of these kinds of experiences.
有一次在凤凰城教会啊。
And one time in the Phoenix Church.
啊，有一对白人夫妇来参加我们的聚会。
There's a Caucasian couple who came to attend our service.
啊，那个先生是医生，也是一个牧师。
And the husband was a doctor as well as a preacher, a pastor.
是我们一个弟兄的一个老弟兄的家庭医师。
And he was actually the family doctor of one of our older brothers.
啊，所以他就带他到我们教会来参加安息日聚会。
And so he brought him to church to attend the Sabbath service.
然后第一次啊，看到我们用灵言祷告。
And that was the first time he saw us praying in the spirit.
所以他觉得很稀奇。
And so he found this to be very interesting.
啊，但是在祷告的时候，神给那个牧师娘哦，有一个很好的体验。
But during prayer, God allowed this pastor's wife to have this very good experience.
所以呢，聚会完了以后，很高兴就在那里见证。
And so after the service, she was very happy and she testified.
你们这个教会啊，真是神特别祝福。
And she said that this church is especially blessed by God.
因为我在你们祷告的时候啊，我一开始是觉得说，哎，你们怎么用这样祷告
？Because when you first started praying, I was wondering why are you praying in this manner.
但是我看你们祷告都很虔诚。
But I saw that how diligent you are.
啊，所以我就跟你们一起祷告。
And so I prayed along with you.
然后我就看到说啊，从台上前面有一道光线就照下来。
And then I saw from the front near the pulpit area there was a light
that shone down. 的白色的鸽子就在那里飞来飞去。
And there were a lot of white doves that were flying around.
啊，我知道你们是用灵言在祷告，但是我知道你们祷告的意思。
And I knew you were speaking in tongues when you were praying, but I knew the meaning of your prayers.
啊，他说啊，传道是在为青年祷告，求神保守这些青年。
And he said that the preacher was praying so that God would hold on to our youth and protect the youth.
啊，有一个刚从台湾来一个月的七年级的学生。
And there was a student, a seventh grade student, who just came from Taiwan 1 month ago.
啊，因为他英文还不会。
And because he didn't know English yet.
啊，啊，结果他在祷告的时候，那位太太听说他是在求神赐给他智慧聪明。
And this lady heard that when he was praying, he was asking God to give him wisdom.
因为他不会讲英文，但是他听成他是要用英文在讲。
And because this person didn't speak in English, she heard it in English.
啊。啊，一直到我们祷告结束啊。
It was until the end of our prayer.
啊，在结束之前呢，他看到主耶稣说啊，你们有什么需要，你们来求，我就会垂听，会成全应许你们。
And near the end of the prayer, she heard Jesus say that if you have any needs, just come to me and ask of me, and I will give it to you.
那所以我们真的很宝贝啊。
And so we truly are very precious.
有圣灵来帮助我们祷告。
We have the Holy Spirit to pray for us.
啊，担当我们的软弱。
And to take on our weaknesses.
说他用说不出来的叹息。
He says that he uses groanings which cannot be uttered.
啊，这好像保罗所讲的那个说，他到第三层天呐、啊，听到那个隐秘的话语，就用那种话在替我们祷告。
And so as Paul said that when he went up to the third heaven, he heard this kind of sound, and this is the kind of prayers that they have for us.
圣灵照神的旨意在我们为我们代求。
The Holy Spirit is praying for us to God.
二十八节说啊。万事互相效力。
Verse 28 says that all things work together for good.
所有的事情啊，都是互相有帮助啦，啊，让爱神的人能够得益处。
And all things work together for good, so to those who love the Lord.
就是按他旨意被造的人。
To those who are called according to His purpose.
我们在第一章开始的时候就讲信徒啊，就是神从各地方所造来的蒙神所爱的人。
And in the beginning, we said that God had called people from all over the place, people that He loves.
啊，这里讲到说啊，就是神所造的人，但是是爱神的人。
And here it says that those who are called according to His name and those who love God.
所以我们的信仰要从被神爱、感受神的爱，然后反过来要积极的爱神，这是我们灵性上的进步。
And so the improvement in our spirituality comes from being loved by God to loving God.
啊，对一个爱神的人来讲啊。说万事都互相效力。
And for those who love the Lord, then all things will work together for good.
因为我们一生当中啊，有时候会遇到顺境，有时候遇到逆境。
Because throughout our lives, sometimes things will be going well, but sometimes things won't be going out.
有时候是平安顺利的环境，有时候遇到很多的逆境挫折。
And so sometimes things are going very smoothly, very peacefully, but sometimes things are difficult.
有时候我们感到很甘甜啊，但是有时候也会感到很辛苦。
And so sometimes we feel we have such a sweet life, but other times it's very bitter.
但一般没有信主的人啊，他如果平安顺利啦，赚大钱啦，觉得很幸运。
And so for those who do not believe, when things are going well and they're earning a lot of money, then they feel they're very
生病了,
lucky.
我为什么这么倒霉?
And when they get sick, they're thinking, why am I so unlucky?
或者事业失败了,他们就怨天尤人,
and so when their business fails, then they continue to complain.
所以事业顺利的时候他有平安,遇到困难的时候就没有平安了。
And so when things are going well, they have peace. When things aren't going well, they lose their peace.
但是事实上我们人生当中啊, 一般人生当中啊, 说不如意的事情啊, 十常八九。
But actually, there are a lot of things in our lives that happen that are not good.
但是对一个敬畏神, 爱神的人来讲,
But to one who loves the Lord and fears the Lord,
不管他的一生的遭遇是, 顺利呢, 或者是逆境呢,
So regardless whether his tides of life is smooth or not so smooth,
或者是处在平安的时候, 或者是在病痛患难的时候呢,
and so whether he's in peace or whether he's in sickness and tribulations,
说不管怎样, 对他都是好处的,
regardless of what happens, this is all for the good of him.
因为神让我们所遇到的事情, 对一个爱神的人来讲, 凡事都是有益的, 都是对你都是好的。
Because God allows everything to happen for those who love Him, everything will become good.
所以有时候我们一般人哦, 认为说啊, 这个是不幸的事情, 但是这是神给你的一种操练, 啊, 为要让你灵性上得造就, 得益处的。
And so sometimes we feel like this is unfortunate for us to encounter, but actually this is God trying us and building us up.
所以对爱神的人啊, 没有什么坏事, 都是好事。
And so for those who love the Lord, there is nothing that is bad. Everything is good.
都是神要造就你, 要让你得益处的。
Everything is for God to edify you and to give you
benefits. 所以我们如果晓得这样啊, 我们的一生都在神的手里啊, 我们就默然把它交托给神。
And if we know this, then we know our entire life is in the hands of God, and we will automatically give Him our
啊,
求神来带领我们的一生。
life. 求神来带领我们的一生。
And we will ask God to guide our lives.
啊, 平安顺利的时候, 感谢神。
And so when things are going very well, we thank the Lord.
当我们遇到一些不顺利的时候, 我们就要思想, 神要我学习什么样的功课。
And when things aren't going so well, then we need to think, what is the lesson that God wants me to learn?
因为这里面都有神的美意在里面。
Because everything of it has the wonderful will of God in it.
所以诗篇的作者说啊, 我受苦是跟我有益的。
And so the psalmist tells us that I suffer for my own good.
因为我受苦以前啊, 我偏离了神的道。
Because before I suffered, I left the words of God.
啊, 神让我受一点苦, 要告诉我说, 这一条路不要继续走下去了, 让我们能够停下来, 回想, 回归到神。
And so God allows me to suffer so to know that do not continue in this way and come back to my way.
所以万事互相效力啊, 爱神者永远得益处。
And so all things work together for good for those who love the Lord.
29节以下讲到神的预定。
Verse 29 onwards talks about the predestination of God.
这个预定论是比较深的课题啊。
Predestination is a deeper topic.
说神预先知道的人就预先定下夏娃他儿子的榜样，而使他的儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先定下的人就召来，召来的人让他们称义，称义的人又让他们得荣耀。这神。 神的拣选的计划。
And this is the plan of God's choosing.
我们有两个弟兄参加学生联会。
We had two brothers attending the student spiritual convocation.
因为他们的家就在附近, 所以他们没有上课就偷跑回家。
And because their home was very close, during class time they went home.
妈妈就问他们说, 你们怎么没有上课, 怎么跑回来?
And so the mother asked them, why aren't you at class? Why are you home?
后他们立足气壮就说, 他们很有道理, 他们就说,
and so they answered in a very reasonable and logical manner.
神如果预定我得救哦, 我再不上课,
it says that if God has predestined that I will be saved, then even if I don't attend class, I'll still be saved.
啊, 神如果预定我不能得救哦, 我再辛苦上课,
and if God has not predestined me to be saved, then regardless of how many classes I attend, I still will be saved.
所以我就不必那么辛苦去上课了，看神预定我怎么样就怎么样了。
So I don't have to suffer and attend all these classes. It just depends on God's predestination.
啊, 看起来好像很有道理啊, 没有道理啦。
And it seems that this is very reasonable, but actually it's very unreasonable.
啊, 神不是预定我们得, 预, 神, 拣选是预定。
God's choosing us is a predestination.
啊, 神的救赎计划有一个预定。
There is a plan for
our salvation. 所以神所拣选的人就让他们 出生在基督徒的家庭里面，或让他们有机会听到福音。
And so those whom God has chosen, He allows them to be born in the Christian family, or perhaps as a chance to listen.
啊，这是拣选。
And so these are chosen.
啊，你蒙拣选以后啊，你要努力啊。
But after you're chosen, you have to strive.
因为蒙召的多啊，但是选上的少啊。
Because many are called, but few are chosen.
啊，天国是努力才可以进去的啊。
And one must strive to enter into the heavenly kingdom.
啊，所以神选召你，选召你是预定准备要让你得救，但是这个得救的功夫你自己要努力。
And so God has chosen us, God has called us to be saved, but this work of salvation, we also need to strive.
神选召你就是要准备让你得救，但是你能不能得救，你自己要努力。
God has chosen us to prepare us to be saved, but whether or not we are saved depends on us.
所以预先定下来的人，让他们，选召他们，让他们称义，让他们能够得享荣耀。
So those who are predestined are called, and called justified, and justified glorified.